The Pepsodent Show, presenting A Date with Judy.
Judy, can I have a date with you?
Will you call for me in a taxi?
Yes.
Will you bring me a big box of candy?
Yes.
And orchids?
Yes.
Then I can't go out with you.
Why not?
My mother won't let me go out with boys I don't know.
Uh-huh, you have a date with Judy, chaperoned by Pepsodent. But first, I'd like to take just a few seconds to tell you what several important testing laboratories took many months to establish as undeniable fact. When these laboratories had satisfied themselves by making all sorts of tests on all sorts of tooth powders, here's the conclusion they reached. Pepsodent tooth powder has the power to produce a luster on teeth twice as bright as the average of all other leading brands. Briefly, here's what this means. You can expect Pepsodent tooth powder to make your teeth twice as bright as you see them now. And that's something it won't take you long to find out. Try Pepsodent tooth powder and see. Well, it's a wonderful summer evening, but Judy doesn't feel wonderful. Her current heartthrob, Norman, has taken her to a movie, but wiggled out of taking her to Scully's for a super-duper Sunday. Now it's only 10 p.m., and he's brought her home already. They pause on the front porch.
Well, good night, Judy.
Good night? You mean now?
Well, it's 10 o'clock, and besides, I gotta get up early tomorrow.
Norman, when I first met you 3 weeks ago, you used to think of nothing but staying up till 1 or 2 o'clock, and now...
I guess I was younger then.
Norman, has something come between us?
Well, no, I'm just sleepy, Judy.
Well, you never used to get sleepy when we first started going out with each other.
Well, the trouble is, I've stayed out so late with you every night that... my constitution is sort of breaking down. Well, good night, Judy.
Do you really mean it?
Mean what?
Good night.
Yeah, I have to go.
All right, go ahead and go home. But just for that, I won't give you a date tomorrow night.
Okay. I'll go to bed early tomorrow night. Good night.
Oh, nausea.
Judy, is that you?
Yes, Father. This is me. I mean, I.
Well, I'm glad to see you home so early. About time you realized your constitution required a little sleep.
Will everybody please stop talking about constitutions all the time?
Who talks about constitutions all the time?
Everybody does, all the time.
Is anything bothering you, dear?
Not a thing, Mother. Not one eensy thing. Except every other girl in town trying to lure Norman away from me.
Every other girl in town, Judy?
Well, nearly everyone. Anyhow, Ruth.
The old mortal enemy.
She's utterly scrupulous. I know she lured Norman into a date last night. I had it from a reliable source. And now tonight he's too tired to stay up any later than 10 o'clock.
She is scrupulous.
Say, who's been tearing my newspaper limb from limb?
I guess I did. I was reading it.
You were reading a newspaper? Why, Judy, there's no end to your reform.
Hi, everybody. You know the news?
How can I know the news with my newspaper in a condition like this?
I'm in a radio quiz show.
How very juvenile.
Juvenile? You know what show this is? It's Put Up or Shut Up.
Well, I suggest you shut up, Randolph, before you make a goop out of yourself in public.
I imagine Randolph would be very good on a quiz show.
Thank you, Mother. I'm glad there's somebody in this family who appreciates my ungoop-like qualities. If I win, I'll make 50 smacks.
50 what?
Smacks, Father. Simoleons. Dollars to the hoi polloi. There's a big article all about it on page 2 of the paper.
Page 2. I'd like to see John Kieran find page 2 of this mess. Good heavens.
What's wrong, Melvin?
Who cut this hole right smack through the middle of the sports page?
Could it have been termites, Father?
No, Randolph, it could not have been termites. Randolph, what did you cut out of here?
It was a free offer, Father.
How many times do I have to tell you, Randolph, that you can't get anything free in this world?
This one said absolutely free, Father.
Yeah, let me see what you cut out.
Yeah, here.
Find your lost youth with our physical training course? Absolutely free introductory offer? Really, Randolph?
Well, it's free, isn't it?
I don't care how free it is. I don't care if they paid you to find your lost youth. If you found your lost youth, Randolph, we'd have to put you back in diapers.
Yes, Father. But how about quiz shows? They give away money on them. Free, I mean.
You earn money on those, Randolph. You have to have brains.
Well, not on some of them you don't. They just pour the shekels all over you.
Turn to page 2, Melvin. I'd like to hear more about this quiz.
That's not so easy, the condition this paper's in. Well, darned if here isn't page 2, right after page 17.
Go ahead and read it, Father.
Yes, a special junior session of the popular quiz show, Put Up or Shut Up, will be broadcast from the ballroom of the Central Hotel on Sunday evening. It features as master of ceremonies the popular quiz master, Tom Brenneman.
Tom Brenneman? I wonder if he's from Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, here's our son's name, Dora. Among the contestants are Randolph Foster, 716 Elm Street.
I bet that is little Tom Brenneman from Wheeling, West Virginia. Fancy Brenneman's little boy.
It says on the radio page he's 6'2" and weighs 187 pounds.
I knew him when he was a youngster. He used to live next door when I visited in Wheeling, when I was a girl.
Well, what is all this droopy conversation about anyhow? Hmm? So Randolph's going to be on the quiz show. So Mother knows the MC. So what?
Well, I think it's rather interesting in view of Randolph's participation in the show.
You answer it, Randolph. I don't want anybody to know I'm home so early from a date.
I can't answer it. I'm wearing diapers.
Oh, nobody gets any cooperation around here. Hello? Who? Ruth? Oh, well, I'm not really home. I mean, I'm home, but I have a date. Norman's outside on the porch.
The invisible man.
What? Oh, yes, Randolph's on the quiz show. He's very intelligent, you know. His teachers say he's positively abnormal. Your brother Curly's on the show, too? I'd like to see Curly beat Randolph. Why, Randolph is practically the most superior intellect in this town.
Is she talking about me?
Sure, I'll take a bet. I'll be mighty glad to take a bet. Anything you want. Name your own stakes.
I feel just like Seabiscuit.
The one whose brother loses doesn't accept a date with a boy for the entire month of August. That's rather steep, isn't it?
Wowie.
All right, I'll take it. If you think I don't think my brother is smarter than your brother, Curly, any day... Okay, it's all set. Goodbye.
Oh, I didn't mean for you to bet your very life's blood on me.
It was a rather daring thing to do, dear.
Oh, what have I done? Oh, Randolph, you've got to be Curly. You've absolutely got to. Well, my whole future depends upon it.
Randolph, I look at you with new respect. If Judy's willing to bet a month's dates on you, you must be a genius.
Mother, you said you knew Tom Brenneman, didn't you?
Yes, when he was about 4.
Well, then, you've got to ask him for dinner the night before the show.
But, Judy, I haven't seen him since he was 4.
Mother, you wouldn't let the son of Bessie Brenneman, who used to live next door when you visited New Wheeling, West Virginia, come to town without having him to dinner, would you?
I might.
But Mother, after all, right next door...
I'm beginning to think Judy's confidence in Randolph is a complete phony.
Yes, Father, I'm beginning to doubt whether I'm really a genius at all.
All right, Randolph, let's keep going. What's the highest denomination in American currency?
A $10,000 bill.
It says here a $100,000 bill.
It's wrong. Ask Father. Father, did you ever have a $100,000 bill?
It will surprise you to know I never did, Randolph.
All right, we'll try another one. How many of the 7 drawers wore beards?
Judy, as a special favor to me, could you stop asking him questions for, let's say, 5 minutes?
But, Father, you know how vitally important it is that he beats Curly on the quiz show.
Would I laugh the braces off my teeth if I won? And then Norman didn't ask you for a date all month anyhow.
Randolph, please. Father, I'm merely getting Randolph in condition for Mr. Brenneman's guest appearance at dinner at our house.
I'm in the pink of condition now. If you keep this up, Judy, I'm going to be overtrained.
To what do the following terms refer? Stratus, cirrus, nimbus, and cumulus.
Cloud formations.
Before that quiz show is over, I expect to find my ears in the shape of question marks.
Oh, Melvin, dear.
Yes, Dora?
Did you turn the light off in the garage?
For the love of heaven, can't anybody in this house use a declarative sentence?
You'd like another piece of chicken, wouldn't you, Mr. Brenneman?
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely correct.
Oh, it was wonderful of you to come to dinner here. I think it was terribly democratic in everything of you.
She's just handing out the goo, Mr. Brenneman. She really wants something from you.
Well, sir, you know, just yesterday a lady wanted something from me, my landlady.
I don't mind quiz shows. It's the jokes I can't stand.
I'll never forget what a cute little boy you were, Mr. Brenneman.
Don't you think Mr. Brenneman is intelligent-looking, Mother? I mean, he has the most intelligent-looking nose.
Well, you know, just yesterday a lady said to me, you have the most intelligent-looking nose, and I said, intelligent-looking noses run in our family. You get it?
I get it.
Oh, Mr. Brenneman, you were just a coochie-coochiest baby.
Mother, what an embarrassing thing to say to Mr. Brenneman.
Well, I don't see anything embarrassing about being a baby. After all, we were all babies once in the early part of our lives, generally.
Doesn't Randolph have the most intellectual sense of humor, Mr. Brenneman?
Well, you know, just yesterday I met a lady who told me she'd been married 3 times, eloping across the border from California each time. And I said, what a sense of humor, Arizona.
You'll have some more candied sweet potatoes, won't you, Mr. Brenneman?
Oh, that's correct. That's absolutely correct.
Oh, I wish I were a mind reader or something, so I would know what questions you were going to ask on the quiz show.
Well, you know, just yesterday I met a mind reader, and I said, why are you able to read minds? And she said, I can read minds because I'm really a ghost. And I said, I think I'll put you on a ghost-to-ghost hookup.
Well, you... Oh, you certainly were a darling little boy.
Did you know the dorsal fin sprouted on all mammals during the Paleozoic age?
Randolph, what has that got to do with the conversation?
He's right. He's absolutely correct.
Oh, isn't that fascinating? Mr. Brenneman, would you tell us frankly, as an old friend of the family, is that the sort of thing you'll ask on the quiz show?
Well...
Judy, why don't you come right out and say, Mr. Brenneman, exactly what are the questions you're going to ask on the quiz show?
Oh, Father, how can you be so brazen?
I was gradually choking on your subtlety.
Father, please. Mr. Brenneman, is there some mild hint you could give us as to the sort of questions you'll ask?
Well, the contestants can pick what subject they want to be questioned on, such as sports or popular songs or American history.
American history?
I don't know why you don't ask Mr. Brenneman to let me be one of the judges.
Oh, Father, you couldn't possibly.
Why not?
Well, because if Randolph should win, it might look like he were trying to influence dear Mr. Brenneman. Who said speak for yourself, John Alden?
Priscilla.
Who made the first American flag?
Betsy Ross.
Who saved John Smith?
Pocahontas.
What year did the Pilgrims land on Plymouth Rock?
Look, Judy, you've asked me that 3 times, but they only landed once, 1620.
Do you suppose there'd be any way to ease it around town that the Pilgrims landed in 1820 or something so that it would mix up anybody else who happened to get that question?
No.
Well, let's continue.
Judy, can't we stop for a while?
But you've got to win. Just think how terrible it would be if you let Curly show you off.
Just think how much worse it would be if you went without dates for a month.
Now, look, Randolph, you've chosen American history for your classification, and you've simply just got to know some. Is there anything I can tell you that would come in handy?
Not a thing.
Randolph, this is serious. Go ahead and ask me some quiz questions.
Okay. What's a tilia parodi?
I don't know.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Here's another one. What's a four-letter English word ending in E-N-Y?
A four-letter word ending in E-N-Y. Any, Benny, Kenny, Denny,
Annie. Stop the questions! Stop the questions! I can stand just so much to know more. Randolph, come here this instant.
Yes, Father.
Tell me quick before I go bats. What is a four-letter word ending in E-N-Y?
Deny, Father.
Oh, for the love of heaven.
Well, questions are flying thick and fast in the Foster household. But it's the answers that count, and We'll see how Randolph stacks up in just a moment. You know, when I was a little kid about Randolph's age, my gang used to get in trouble because we always used to do a little extra artwork on any billboard picture of a pretty girl. We used to take a big black pencil and block out several of her front teeth. We did it because it changed the beautiful picture completely, made it pretty funny looking. And the point I'm making is this. Your teeth are a great deal more important to your appearance than you may realize. Dull, dingy teeth can ruin your smile. And when your smile is gone, ladies and gentlemen, you're gone. So don't take a chance on making a sad or funny picture of yourself. Brighten up your teeth. Brighten up your smile with Pepsodent tooth powder. Make your teeth flash brilliantly and make them attract attention. You can do it with Pepsodent tooth powder because Pepsodent contains composite metaphosphate, the wonderful, safe polishing agent that helps make your teeth twice as bright. Yes, twice as bright, my friends, as the average of all other leading brands by actual scientific test. No other tooth powder in the world contains composite metaphosphate. So go down to your corner store now, tonight, and ask for Pepsodent tooth powder, the kind that has the power to make your teeth twice as bright. Well, let's see. Randolph is to be a contestant on the quiz show, Put Up or Shut Up, and Judy has bet her rival, Ruth, that Randolph will beat her brother, Curly. The stakes are a month without dates, and Judy is beginning to get jumpy. Randolph and Curly, however, have a conference all their own.
Hello, Curly.
Hello, Randolph.
You look terrible, Curly.
So do you, Randolph.
I've been going through more than human capacity will bear.
So have I.
My sister Judy's been coaching me for the quiz show.
My sister Ruth, she's been doing ditto.
I'm worn to a frazzle.
Me too.
I don't care much anymore whether my sister Judy has dates all next month or not.
I don't care much whether my sister Ruth is ditto.
Let's cross them up.
Answer the questions on the quiz show wrong, you mean?
Yeah, let's both be so terrible neither of us win.
Okay, that would be more fun than winning anyhow.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
All right, it's a deal. Shake.
Shake. Of course, if I wanted to beat you, Curly, I could.
Why, if I wanted to, I could beat you without straining my cranium.
Listen, I could beat you without twitching my cerebellum. But I'm going to.
You will not. You think I let my sister Ruth down?
I'll fight for my sister Judy to the finish.
I'll battle to the death for my sister Ruth.
And if I can help it, my sister Judy isn't going without a date for one single night as long as she lives.
It was very intelligent of you to think of coming here to the library, Randolph. Well, we could really get some facts on American history.
I'll be able to do some serious cramming here.
Gee, it's awfully sweet of you to work like this for me, Randolph.
For you and the $50, and to get even with a certain little squirt I know.
Well, I don't care why you're doing it. I just think it's too utterly angelic of you. Randolph, do you see who's over there across the room?
Curly. Curly and his sister Ruth.
I bet she came here to bone him up for the quiz show.
The cheat? Sneaking into the library, huh? To cram. The sneaks.
It's absolutely unfair. Randolph, you've got to beat Curly now. You've just got to, in spite of their underhanded methods.
Just rely on me, Judy. Just rely on me.
Here's some seats, Father.
Yes, Judy. Go on indoors.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, I'm so excited and nervous I can hardly inhale, Father. Gee, I hope Randolph backstage isn't as nervous and excited as I am nervous and excited sitting here in the audience.
He's probably as exhausted as I am exhausted. Thank heaven it's here at last. I couldn't have stood another day of preparation.
Oh, look, Father. Over there on the other side of the ballroom. Huh? There's Norman.
I'm overwhelmed.
And there's Ruthie and her family down front. I'll kind of give her a little smile. A little stinky smile, poor girl. Little does she know that I'm going to have Norman exclusively during the whole month of August, I hope.
Oh, I once saw a horse race for a stake of $100,000, but it was nothing to this.
Look how group-eyed she is looking at Norman. Oh, Mother, it was so wonderful of you to have visited next door to Tom Brenneman's mother in Wheeling, West Virginia.
You know, when I did that, I was probably thinking of this moment.
They're beginning.
Oh, there's Randolph sitting on the stage. Cross your fingers, Mother. Cross your fingers, Father.
My brain's been crossed for a week now.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the put-up or shut-up show. Now, just relax in your chairs. We're about ready to begin.
Oh, I'll perish. I'll positively perish if I have to spend the whole month of August
alone. Judy, they're starting.
Duck America, here comes the quizziest quiz show on the air. Put up or shut up. And here is the quiz master himself, Tom Brenneman.
Thank you. Thank you. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, each contestant chooses a subject. If he wins, he gets $50. If he loses, the duck gives him the bird. Just like this. That's right. And now, our first contestant. Will you step right up here, young man? What is your name?
Curly Whiteman.
And how old are you, young fellow?
11 years old.
Well, isn't that fine? You know, just yesterday, I heard about an 11-year-old boy who went around putting tacks on chairs. It was one of his standing jokes. And now, Curly, put up or shut up. What subject would you like to take tonight? We have famous quotations, classical music, women, American history.
I'll take American history.
Hey!
What did that young man over there say?
Nothing. Hey.
Oh, I see. Well, to turn from the farm back to the show, the first question I'm going to ask my first contestant is, who said, speak for yourself, John Alden?
Priscilla.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And now, put up or shut up?
I put up.
That's fine. What year did the Pilgrims land on Plymouth Rock?
Oh, Mother, I'm dying. I'm too positively dying. Randolph was going to take American history, and now Curly's taking it. And Randolph will have to take another subject.
I'm sure he'll do well in any subject.
But, Mama, all he knows is American history.
Shh, I'm listening to Curly.
Oh, I'm too positively dying. What am I going to do all the month of August? Oh, nausea. This is too positively drear.
That was great, Curly. Yes, sir. You have a good chance to win $50. And now, the next contestant. What is your name, young man?
Well, you know me. You were just over my...
What did you say your name was?
Randolph Foster.
And your age?
10, I told you.
And now, what subject do you choose, young fellow? We have famous quotations, sports, women, fruits, vegetables.
I'll take women.
Mm-hmm. Women. Now, Mr. Foster, are you sure you want women? Maybe something else is more suitable. Sports, for instance.
I'll take women.
I can't blame you. All right, now, is it true that 50% of all parents in the state of Pennsylvania are women?
Certainly.
You're right. You're absolutely correct.
Any droop would know that.
And now a chance to make 20 cents. And, of course, the grand bonus prize of the evening. $50 to the top contestant. Will you put up or shut up?
I'll put up.
All right. Now, according to social authorities, is it proper that a lady keep a gentleman waiting?
It isn't proper, but it's being done. Now, my sister Judy, she has a system. She's always ready for an 8 o'clock date by 7 o'clock. But she keeps the guy waiting downstairs till 9, just to make it look like she isn't too anxious.
Thank you very much. Just last night I had to wait. Sir, I had to wait. 200-pound girl sat on my lap. Boy, was she awake. And now, will you put up or shut up?
I'll put up, if you'll shut up.
What is the art of feminine makeup called?
Cosmetology.
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
And is that an art? Sometimes when my sister Judy takes her makeup off, I don't know who she is.
Well, you see, I was going to tell a joke here, but I don't think I will. You now have 40 cents, Randolph. Will you put up or shut up?
Put up, naturally.
Oh, such confidence. Now, the next question is, on what finger does a woman wear an engagement ring?
Third finger, left hand.
Of
course, my sister Judy, every time she gets engaged, she does it with fraternity pins. She hasn't been engaged much lately, but once she had 4 fraternity pins at the same time. So I guess that evens things up.
I was going to tell a joke here, too, but I guess I won't. You now have 80 cents. Will you put up or shut up?
Put up.
All right. What is a misogynist?
A misogynist is a woman hater.
Norman,
my sister Judy's boyfriend. He didn't used to be a misogynist a few weeks ago, but lately he's been massaging all over the place.
What was that?
That was my sister Judy.
Randolph, it was just wonderful. You're winning the $50 like that.
Well, let me shake your hand, son. Boy, if I'd only learned about women from you.
Gee, thanks, everybody, but it was nothing.
Randolph, I never was so humiliated in all my life.
What's the matter with you, Judy?
You didn't have to tell 30 million people about my whole private life, did you?
Oh, I'd be cruelly denied. That's what you wanted.
Well, it's not like something going around the town. This has gone around the world.
Look over there. There's your friend Ruth blubbering her way out of the place.
Where? Jeepers, I bet she's burned up. Oh, but I wonder what Norman thinks now.
He'll think you're mysterious. Just ask me. I know all about women.
Oh, be quiet, everybody. Here comes Norman. Little does he know that he's going to be mine for the whole month of August.
Hello, Judy. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Foster.
Hello, Norman.
Gosh, congratulations, Randolph.
Thanks, Norman.
See, Norman, I think it was just luscious of you to come and talk to us like this. After the plug Randolph gave you on the show and all.
Oh, that's all right, Judy. I just came over to say goodbye.
Goodbye?
Yeah, Judy, I'm leaving on a camping trip, and I'll be gone the whole month of August.
The whole month of August?
You're correct. Absolutely correct.
What'll I do now?
Well, I know what I'll do. I'll start my own quiz show, and my first question will be, quote, what keeps me from going nuts, unquote.
No, sir, I'm afraid there's no question about the trouble that Judy gets into. And as long as we're in the quiz spirit, may I ask you a few questions, ladies
just a minute there, Goodwin. You're talking about questions and quizzes. That's my department. May I ask you a few questions?
Why, you bet, Tom. Go right ahead.
What's your name, young man?
Bill Goodwin.
And your age?
Too old.
Too old. Now, your next question, Bill. There's been a lot of talk about how to win friends, how to be the life of the party. Can you tell us how to keep friends? How to be sure you'll be invited to parties?
Well, that's my department, Tom. And the answer is, keep your breath fresh and sweet. Take care that you won't offend in a close-up. Guard against those heartbreaking whispering campaigns that may start behind your back.
Very good, Bill. Excellent. Now, can you tell us how to guard against whispering campaigns?
Yes, just do this. Before you go out where you'll meet people, gargle a few seconds with a mouthful of Pepsodent antiseptic. It makes your mouth sweet in a split second. Makes your breath fresh as spring. Pepsodent antiseptic gives you three times the safe breath protection because it lasts three times as long. You see, even when it's mixed with two parts of water, it's still an effective antiseptic. So you can save money and still have your breath insurance if you'll just go out tonight and get a bottle of Pepsodent antiseptic. Keep it handy where you can use it at least twice a day.
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
Good night, Judy.
Good night.
You know, we all had a perfectly luscious time.
You did? Well, I'm not doing anything next Tuesday night.
You're not? Well, we'll all be a buzzing of your doorbell then, Judy.
Holy truly.
You all have a date with Judy again next Tuesday night. A Date with Judy with Ann Gillis, Margaret Brayton, Paul McGrath, and Dix Davis is written by Aline Leslie and Jerry Schwartz. Music is conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You're all fixed up, so don't forget next Tuesday night, will you? You have a date with Judy. This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Pepsodent, and this is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.